A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, there's a well-known Hasidic story in which a rabbi of renowned goodness, who at age 92 displays anguish in the last hours of his life. His students come to visit him on his deathbed, and they ask him, "Master, why are you so troubled? What could you possibly fear?" The rabbi responds, "I am afraid of a question God may ask me. If he asked, 'Jacob, why have you not done the deeds accomplished by the great Moses?' Well, I'd have an answer. 'Lord, you didn't give me the gift of leadership you gave Moses.' And if the Lord asked Jacob, 'Why have you not done the deeds accomplished by the great Maimonides?' I'd also have an answer. 'But Lord, you didn't give me the gift of intellect that you gave Maimonides.' If, however, God asks, 'Jacob, why in your long life have you not done what only you could have done?' For this, I would have no answer. It is this question that I dread." Brothers and sisters, it is the same question, I would suggest, that could not be answered by the rich man in today's gospel from Luke. The rich man didn't directly cause Lazarus' poverty. He didn't abuse Lazarus, nor did he berate him for being lazy. The rich man didn't do anything to Lazarus, but neither did he do anything for Lazarus. He was somehow oblivious of a beggar obviously covered with sores at his door. while even the dogs licked his wounds. The rich man could not be bothered to give Lazarus even a few scraps from his table. We might surmise then that the rich man had turned away from the Lord. According to today's first reading from Jeremiah, he would then be like a barren bush in the desert. He would have no fruits by which God could know him, and thus he suffered separation from God. Quoting from Jeremiah, "I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds." Brothers and sisters, today is the feast of Saint Peter Damian. The ascetical Benedictine abbot and cardinal, famous for his innovation of the siesta, which permitted monks to be more alert during evening and morning prayer. The same Peter Damian, we are told, was seldom without a poor person at his table, serving him or her with his own hands. Peter Damian had an answer to God's question, "Have you done what only you could have done?" Brothers and sisters, what will be my answer? What will be your answer?